risk reduction and healthy exercise programs. Reducing chances of injury from aerobics with proper shoes and a well-balanced exercise program. Aerobic exercises can sometimes cause injuries because of the impact it places on the body, especially the feet, ankles, and knees. However, there are ways of reducing this strain significantly. As was mentioned above, proper shoes can reduce the strain and risks of injury. A well-balanced exercise program that involves a number of different types of exercise in every body part, including the arms, legs, and torso, can also reduce strain and injury. For example, if the only aerobic exercise you do is jogging, you are putting a constant strain on your feet and your leg joints. The strain can be reduced substantially by substituting bicycling, rapid arm movements with light weights, and various types of gymnastics for a portion of the jogging. Low-impact aerobics. Some individuals will do better with an aerobics program that is primarily, or even totally, low-impact. Low-impact does not necessarily imply a low-level workout. For example, bicycling on a stationary or conventional bicycle, at high speed, can be even more vigorous than jogging, but it is low-impact. That is, there is no pounding on the feet and joints of the ankles and knees, like there is with jogging, running and jumping. Low-impact aerobic dancing and gymnastics can also be done quite vigorously. Other examples of low-impact aerobic exercises are race walking, certain types of gymnastic movements, and any vigorous activity that does not involve the pounding of the feet on the ground. For some people, a series of fast movements with light dumbbells, or even barbells, can serve as an aerobic exercise. Working out with light dumbbells can also include some leg movements, but it is a low-impact exercise providing you do not jump or beat your feet against the floor. The difference between a health-oriented and an athletic performance exercise program. There is a substantial difference between exercising to maintain and improve health and exercising to achieve a high level of athletic performance. It is useful to understand the difference because it will help you plan your program. Competitive athletes usually want to make the quickest possible gains in strength and endurance, and to achieve this objective, they are usually willing to take some risks. They may try to increase the intensity, speed, and duration of their exercises at the quickest possible rate, which involves health risks. Exercising to improve and maintain health involves gradual increases in stretching, resistance, and endurance exercises. The relatively gradual increases can eventually result in a vigorous, but healthy and safe exercise program. The goal here is to improve the quality of life, health, strength, endurance, and happiness. Exercising to increase competitive athletic abilities involves a different set of goals, which generally is not focused on health. People engaged in serious athletic training, at the amateur or professional level, very often have injuries, pain, and suffering. This includes serious weekend athletes, high school and college athletes, as well as advanced amateurs and professional athletes. Competitive athletes and coaches often take injuries for granted. They assume eventually that the athlete will injure himself or herself while exercising or engaging in the sport. When human performance is stretched to the higher limits of physical strength, endurance, and speed, injuries are likely to result. This is seen in top-level athletes, such as Olympic contestants and professional football and basketball players. These individuals very often have a number of injuries during their career. Their injuries often require multiple surgeries and extensive physical therapy. When they retire, they may have permanent damage to their joints. The idea here is not to lose your focus when you are exercising. If your goals are health-related, your primary focus should be to avoid injuries. This should include efforts to avoid excessive strain on joints. A balanced exercise program, as described above, that exercises every part of the body, including hands, legs, feet, and torso, is the ideal because it distributes the strain on the entire body. All of the above can be summed up with the words, "Do not overdo it." However, most people are inclined to underdo it. It is common for people to start an exercise program, and as soon as they notice any discomfort, they give up. This usually poses far more health risks than the professional athlete faces, or health enthusiasts that overdo the level and intensity of their exercises. Generally, it requires a considerable amount of motivation and effort exercises excessively. Usually, the body will stop you from overdoing your exercise program, with various uncomfortable sensations. However, the ideal is to create and carry out an exercise program that is right for you, without doing too much or too little exercise. Is there an ideal exercise program that is low risk and healthy for everyone? Maybe aerobic dancing. There is no ideal exercise program that is right for everyone, because each individual has a unique body, lifestyle, schedule, and likes and dislikes. However, the exercise program that approaches an ideal for many people is aerobic dance movements that include stretching, resistance and endurance exercises. That is, with an ideally designed aerobic dance program, all three types of exercises can be included. The stretching exercises can involve dynamic stretching movements of every part of the body. Resistance exercises can involve movements on the floor, where the body weight is used as resistance. In addition, it is possible to do some aerobic dance movements while holding dumbbells. The cardiovascular component is obvious with aerobic dancing. It involves moving legs, arms, torso, head and neck in all different positions, at a rate of speed that is sufficient for a good cardiovascular workout. Some people cannot tolerate the impact on their feet with some aerobic dance movements, such as jumping movements. These movements can be eliminated, if necessary, without interfering with the level of intensity of the exercise program. You can do very intense cardiovascular exercise without any jumping or jogging movements, such as by moving arms and legs very rapidly without pounding the feet. In addition, fast sit-ups, push-ups, and other movements carried out while sitting or lying on the floor can be incorporated into an aerobic dance routine. If you are interested in an aerobic dance exercise program, you can easily devise your own routine that involves stretching and resistance and cardiovascular exercise. The grace and overall appearance of your body movements are not important from the perspective of health. If you are concerned about the way your movements will look to others, simply do your exercise program in private. To get started on an aerobic dance program, just play some music and move to the beat. You can also use the internet videos linked to this ebook. Some of these videos were listed in the previous section, but I will present them again at the end of this subsection. Many people prefer aerobic dance classes, which work quite well for some individuals, especially when they first start in aerobics program. However, all aerobic dance programs do not necessarily incorporate the three categories of exercise mentioned above, stretching, and endurance and resistance exercises. This can easily be remedied by creating your own routine to supplement what is not included in your aerobic dance class. Internet videos for aerobic dance exercises. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.